This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, Bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to John Flynn, former Erie County DA, an attorney of prominence, 1995 graduate of UB Law, United States Navy veteran, and all-around guy who cuts a lot of ice in Western New York. Hello, John.
Hello, Tom.
First things first, what are we to conclude reasonably by the repeated presence of investigators at Annie Guthrie's house?
They must think that there is some form of evidence there. They have to believe, I'm guessing, that something that they picked up at Nancy Guthrie's house is going to match something that they pick up at Annie's house. Now, again, you say to yourself, well, of course it might match because, it's her daughter and son-in-law, and they probably go back and forth to one another's house, often for dinners or whatnot. So, it's not real sure or clear here, like, what they're looking for. But obviously, they must think that there's something there that's going to, help them further this investigation.
We do not know what was in the bags that have been brought out to the police vehicle. They were small bags, like the kind you'd get if you were just buying a few things at the grocery store. And I think one might have been plastic, but I caught it at the periphery of my vision. Any idea what kinds of things? I mean, I'm asking you to guess, but it's like they came out with a dumpster.
No, I know. And again, Tom, remember, this is like the second or third time that they've come out with bags of the house. They've done that over the course of the past 11 days there. On multiple occasions, they've been at, her daughter Annie's house, and they've come out with bags, and they've taken stuff. Now, you're right. Today's bags seem a little smaller than the previous bags, which were bigger a few days ago. Again, small items, a stapler, knickknacks that were, in the house, glasses, silverware, obviously something small. But I'm not sure how that's going to help him at all because, I mean, if Nancy has been at the house numerous times for dinner, which she was the night before she disappeared, Nancy's DNA is going to be at the house. On some stuff here. So it's the whole thing, going back the other day, like I mentioned, the whole thing is strange, Tom.
Yeah, John, I mean, you could have, as you could have a 15-point fingerprint match, but it never tells you when the fingerprint was left.
Of course not. And it's irrelevant, quite frankly, because there's no doubt that all the individuals who are involved here, okay, whether it's Annie, whether it's Annie's husband, or whether it's Nancy, okay, all of their fingerprints, all of their DNA is going to be on multiple items in both houses. Let's say they get a clear print of the son-in-law on Nancy's doorknob of her house, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, Annie's husband probably opened Nancy's door 1,000 times in the past number of years. So, you know, again, it's just obviously there must be something there, though, that has caught their attention.
Okay, well, let's talk about that a little bit. John Flynn is with us, the former DA of Erie County, New York. By the way, along the way, if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. 803-0930 in the 716. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. John, because you've been in the prosecutorial game and have worked very closely with investigators and forensics individuals, how do you assess the probabilities of, A, the detectives and investigators keep returning to Annie Guthrie's house because they think there's something there, but they haven't found anything yet, versus maybe they found something of great interest and they're looking for corroboration?
Both. They could be doing both, obviously. They, you know, if they found something of great interest, though, I'd be more surprised unless it came like today, obviously. Okay. Because, you know, if they were honed in on Annie and or her husband or an acquaintance of theirs, then why did they pick up this guy an hour south last night and question him for a couple hours? Unless, again, now theoretically, you know, this guy was a delivery driver, and he could have made a delivery to Annie's house in the past. You know, so that could be the tie to this guy they questioned last night. But if they had some really good information that was related to Annie's house before this morning, then, again, why are you pulling this guy over an hour south last night in his car?
I want to get into the whole search warrant procedure and what you need to show a judge, because the Carlos guy that was taken in last night, I believe, John, he may be the only person in America who had not heard of the Nancy Guthrie kidnapping, which kind of raised alarm bells.
You'd be surprised, Tom, how many people don't read the paper or watch the news.
I mean, okay.
I've been amazed at that over the years. The guy said that he said he didn't even know who Savannah Guthrie was. So, you know, he had no idea. Again, obviously some people have, you know, sheltered lives and just go about their daily routine without watching the news or getting on social media. I get it. But, you know, as far as a search warrant, the answer to that question, Tom, depends on the judge. Okay. Because some, you know, in this case right here, you know, I'm going to guess, all right, if you bring any information to a judge down there in the Tucson area based upon this case, I'll tell you what, if any judge wants to get reelected, he is going to be very liberal in what he allows, okay? He's going to let anything in. You could probably, the DA could probably write up a one-line sentence. Here's my probable cause, judge. We got a tip that, you know, that it's this guy. Vague like that, okay? And that judge is going to be like, that's good enough for me. You know, so, you know, again, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a judge who is not going to, you know, take great liberties here to issue a search warrant in any information that they give.
Well, we talked about this last week, John, but unless you're talking about access to private DNA files, which I guess raises the stakes.
That's different, obviously. Yes, that's totally different. I mean, you know, technically, you want the law school answer. The law school answer is that, you know, you got to have probable cause that this person who you want to question has some connection, and the house and the car that he or she owns there's some probable cause that there's a connection to the crime. And so again, you know, the Carlos guy said that the investigators told him that he looked like the guy in the video. So I read into that someone must have made a tip and said, hey, this guy looks like the guy in the video. And then they, you know, then they tracked down his car, and, you know, he got pulled over on a traffic stop. He was working. He did a delivery driver. And so he got pulled over on a, you know, on a traffic stop because they must have, like, you know, tracked down his full name and went to the DMV and got his vehicle and found him driving around.
Yeah, apparently somebody dropped a dime on him in some anonymous communication with law enforcement. John Flynn is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN. A couple more questions about the Annie Guthrie situation and her husband. Question number one. We talked the other day about exclusionary forms of investigation. And you start at the crime scene, then you start with the people closest to the victim. And what kinds of questions do prosecutors and investigators ask at your perhaps behest or your complicity? What kind of questions do people ask close family members that will exclude them?
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylowe's Rewards or a Mylowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Or 10.
Well, you first of all ask questions about last contact, last known whereabouts, and what happened in the preceding hours that you last saw the subject here, which is Nancy Guthrie. So you ask all those questions first, and then you get into questions about whether or not, you know, you've had any arguments with Nancy recently. Have there been any discussions about money? Have you tried to borrow money from Nancy Guthrie? Are you having any money problems of your own? Where you may have needed to borrow money from Nancy Guthrie. Have there been any instances where there's been any bad blood between, you know, you and Nancy Guthrie, you know, or your wife? Have there been any internal family arguments going on or any internal family drama going on that we should know about? You know, so you want to ask about the background. You want to ask about, you know, obviously money's an issue here because the kidnappers have asked for $6 million here, okay, or, you know, in Bitcoin. So, you know, you obviously want to ask some money questions. And again, you know, we from all indications, both Annie and her husband have been cooperative. There's been no reports that they haven't been cooperative, and there's been no indication that they have not consented to all the searches. So, I mean, again, we don't know for sure. We know that Carlos a search warrant was issued. But previously for Annie and her husband, they've all been consent searches where the investigators have said, hey, can we search your house? Can we go in your backyard? Can we go in your car, et cetera, et cetera? And they said yes. So you wouldn't need a search warrant then. So, you know, if you're given consent searches and you're cooperating, then, you know, obviously that takes the onus off you, and where you're not, you know, being looked at, you know, under a fine-tuned comb here. But the fact that they keep going to the house, though, Tom, yeah. like we talked about at the beginning here, that something's fishy there.
Yeah, that's what I call the where there's smoke theory of the crime.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you this. Can you, based on your experiences and knowledge and natural abilities and skills, can you draw any reasonably probabilistic inferences from the fact that they've been there so many times? And yesterday, after the video was released, the investigators started at the daughter's house at Annie Guthrie's house. Thank you. Take three. They started there, and then they canvassed the neighborhood. They spread out. I was thinking, I wonder if they came back today to see if anything was rearranged or anything was missing.
Could be. Or they want to see if the individual on the camera who we saw yesterday, that came out yesterday, was ever at Annie's house. And if the person in the camera left any kind of trace or track, which I doubt they did, because they were pretty well clothed. You know, they had gloves on. You know, he had gloves on. He had a mask on. He had layers of clothing on. Unless a hair follicle, you know, fell out of his cap, you know, out of his mask or something, you know, the chances of him leaving anything based upon what we saw in the video of how he was dressed, you know, is going to be slim to none, unless they have an idea of who that person is. And if they have an idea of who that person is, and they have information that he might have been at Annie's house too, then they might keep going back to Annie's house to try to find evidence that video man was there. So there are a lot of possibilities here, Tom.
That's extremely interesting. And, you know, sometimes something is so unique and unusual that it can clinch a case. For example, again, the Lindbergh kidnapping way back when, one of the big reasons his conviction was secured was because a wood expert was called in, and he was able to match the wood grain of the kidnapper's ladder to wood in the Hauptmann home, in the garage, I believe. Attic, perhaps.
Yeah, that's even more amazing that it was done, you know, 100 years ago, too. Now, obviously, we have, you know, much more sophisticated, you know, scientific capabilities. And again, you know, I'm telling you right now, the big break is going to come from a tip. There's going to be a tip here, just like there was last night that didn't pan out. But you can't give up. Obviously, there's going to be a tip. Someone's going to call in and say something that hopefully will lead them to the perpetrator here. That's what's, in my opinion, that's what's going to solve this case.
John Flynn is with us, the former district attorney of Erie County, and I could talk to John every single day, seriously. In fact, I wouldn't mind having him on once a week, at least to talk about various legal things. It is Bowerly. Now, obviously, I love talking to John. Got a whole bunch of questions. This true crime stuff is right up my alley. Don't claim to be an expert, but it's one of the things about which I've always had a passion way back, even when I was a little kid. And if you have any questions, you guys are more important than I am. 803-0930. And smarter. 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. So the investigators, about 10, 15 minutes ago, left Annie Guthrie's house with more bags of whatever it is that they needed to get. And that's the latest. We have no further information on that. One of the interesting stories that I saw today, John, was investigators are going to be searching along the roads of Arizona. Do you want to explain what a daunting task that is?
It's incredibly daunting. From what I gather, they're kind of looking around the roads of the Catalina foothills, which is their north east of Tucson, and so north of Nancy Guthrie's house. She apparently lived kind of at the base of the Catalina Mountain foothills there, the Catalina foothills, and so they're looking at the roads. Kind of in that area going up into the mountains there and the foothills there. Again, in order to focus on that particular area there of the foothills, they must have some information that the person who was at the front door in the video yesterday was driving a vehicle in that area, perhaps, or perhaps has some nexus to that area. Again, my educated guess would be that, you know, that some vehicle that was in the area of the home on the early morning hours of February 1st was picked up on a camera at a 7-Eleven or a street camera or some business camera, most could be a doorbell camera, but you know, again, that's one of the things that investigators are going to do is that they have been all over the area of that home, and every business, every 7-Eleven, every gas station, every McDonald's, you name it, they're going to hit up every camera in that area. And they're going to look, hopefully, that the cameras that are showing on the streets, any cars that are going by, you know, they're going to try to get a license plate hit and see if they can get any information off that license plate hit. Obviously, going back to your original question here, can you imagine how daunting that is? It's incredibly daunting, you know, but that's what they got to do.
John Flynn is with us, the former district attorney of Erie County on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, as far as looking into this case, I know a lot of people have tried to explain this, but they've gotten thousands and thousands and thousands of tips. How do you separate the wheat from the chaff?
It's tough. The last I saw, they got over 4,000 calls since the video came out yesterday.
I think it's up to 8,000
now. Yeah, so it's double. Okay, so I mean, you know, you have to basically, you know, just do your best to separate, you know, the kooks from the individuals who sound like they have, you know, some information that's logical. But yeah, it's an incredibly daunting task. You know, I mean, you know, and again, they've put the word out there, you know, to keep 911 open. You know, don't call with opinions. Don't call with, you know, commentary, your theories. If you got opinions, if you got commentaries, call Barley, okay? Don't call 911. And so you got to keep the 911 line open, but obviously with 8,000 calls, it's just, you know, that message is not getting out.
Well, I do want to ask you coming up exactly what bits of information or knowledge would be sufficient to say, okay, this isn't some nut job. This person actually has some information. Let's pursue this. So I want to get into that, but I want to get to some calls coming up as well on WBEN with former Erie County DA John Flynn. I'm going to try to make John a regular guest on the show and make his life horrible. Let's go to Kathy in North Buffalo, I believe. I'm sorry, South Buffalo on WBEN. Hello, Kathy.
Hello. I was listening to the radio today, and I don't remember which channel it was, which station, but the announcer said that a guy had called in and said, I'll give you the name of the kidnapper if you give me one Bitcoin. Now, the announcer went on to say a Bitcoin is worth $70,000, and the reward is $50,000. He said they should do this because they can always extract the Bitcoin back. Did you hear anything about this?
I did, Kathy. I heard that the person who called in, he actually called TMZ, the state, the program TMZ there. and spoke to Mr. Levin, you know, who's, you know, the owner of TMZ there, and had information allegedly, and was willing, but he wanted one Bitcoin, which, like you said, you know, it's worth about $67,000. Now, how they can extract it back, that I don't know. I don't know how you do that. I mean, once you put, from my understanding, again, I'm no crypto expert, but from what I gather, my limited knowledge, once you put the money into the wallet, for the Bitcoin, I don't know how you get it back out of that wallet, force it back out of the wallet. So I'm not sure how that's possible. I do find it a little interesting that, you know, someone's going to basically ransom information for, you know, $7,000. I get it. Yet the FBI puts, you know, $50,000 reward out there for any tips and people want to get paid. I get that. But, you know, you would think that we'll just want to kind of help out here and find this poor woman. So it's kind of sad that we got to extract it for $67,000.
Anything else from you, Kathy?
No, that was it.
Thank you, my dear.
All right, bye-bye.
803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Tom in, looks like he is also, he's in Wheatfield, WBEN. Hello.
Oh, hi. Tomas. How you doing, guys? My question is this. You know, they've mentioned blood on the porch, which was, you know, went back to her. How come they've never mentioned blood in the home or very little condition, nothing about conditions in the home?
Tom, they're either keeping that quiet, or there was none there. You're right. The blood was on the front porch there. It's not really a porch like a suspended porch. It's more of like a landing area there in front of the doorway there. And the drops of blood actually, you know, according to some reports, go out to the beginning of the driveway. So there's kind of a trace of the blood.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen it. Obviously, I'm here in Buffalo, but based upon what I've heard, there were some the blood drop was kind of traced to the foot of the driveway there. Tom Bowerly and I we talked about this the other day about why would you view this as a missing persons case, you know, when you got there, you know, if you saw the blood, okay, and then close the crime scene out, okay. I mean, I don't know if they missed the blood initially or what happened, but you know, if I'm an investigator and I see the blood there, I'm not treating this as a missing persons. I'm treating this as a kidnapping or an assault or God forbid something worse. I found it very unusual about the blood, but you're right. They haven't mentioned anything about the inside of the house. So that means...
I was curious if was she in bed already? Was she up? Or, you know, we don't know any of that, I guess.
No one knows. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was my... let some other people ask questions. But, yeah, that was...
Yes, sir.
This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real 5-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's Furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Messy fans, Lowe's Messy Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messy moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messy Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Former Erie County DA John Flynn is with us on News Radio 930 WBEN until 4 o'clock, 803-0930 in the 716, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. John, we started talking about the tips before, and what kinds of specific bits of information or general bits of information would somebody need to provide to have the investigators say, hey, this might actually be real? And we're going to get into the guy from last night, but and the anonymous tips, are they taken less seriously?
Well, they, you know, anonymous tips, I wouldn't say taken less seriously. You know, law enforcement understand that people don't want to get involved. You know, people don't want to, you know, people don't want their name out there. Now, poor Carlos, okay, his name is out there, and, you know, he's plastered all over the media now, internationally now, and, you know, he apparently had nothing to do with it. So, you know, obviously people don't want that. But, you know, the tip that is going to be the most meaningful to any investigator here is something that connects it to the guy in the video. So a tip that says that, you know, I know Joe Smith, and Joe Smith has a backpack just like that backpack seen in the video, or Joe Smith has gloves just like that scene in the video. You know, some piece of clothing, you know, I mean, the sneakers that he had on, the backpack, the ski mask, the gloves, you know, the gait, the way that the guy in the video walked, which I have some theories about, okay, about what he was doing, the way he walked, okay, but, you know, just anything at all that can tie anyone, you know, any information in a tip to the guy in the video, that is going to pique someone's interest, obviously, in law enforcement.
Coming up on 3:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN, it is Bowerly on this midweek, this Wednesday. Let's talk about the situation from last night where the police brought a guy in for questioning. The SWAT people were called out. A judge signed off on a search warrant. And it seems to me like we've not heard the end of Carlos. Would it surprise you if there were some lawsuits filed, even though it was just a detention and not an arrest?
Well, no, it's hard. I mean, because, again, you've got to prove it was unreasonable. So, I mean, you know, here's the law book, law school definition for probable cause for a search warrant. Okay, so a probable cause for a search warrant is a reasonable belief based on factual evidence and circumstances that a crime has been committed and that the evidence of that crime is currently located in a specific location. It requires more than mere suspicion or a hunch, necessitating a nexus linking the items to be seized or searched to the place that's being searched and the person being searched. So, the key word in all that, Tom, is reasonable. What's reasonable to me may be not reasonable to you, okay? So, you know, if you've got a beef about getting pulled over, you know, in question. Okay, you know, the only way you're going to be able to be successful on, you know, complaining about that or filing any kind of suit about that is to show that it was unreasonable. And again, that unreasonable is a very big word. It can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. And that goes back to what I talked about before, that, you know, the judge, you know, I mean, before I was DA, I was a judge for 4 years in Tonawanda and an acting Buffalo City Court judge. So I've signed hundreds of search warrants in my day. And again, you know, the police officer comes in and he, you know, swears under oath, this is the information that I got, here's what I believe. And I, as a judge, I'm sitting there, is that reasonable or not reasonable?
But all we think we know right now is that somebody anonymously dropped a dime on him and said, hey, he looks like somebody I know, the guy in the video.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for all we know, they could have given more information, though. They could have said that, you know, he's an Uber driver. And I have information that he was doing a delivery at Nancy Guthrie's house last week. You know, again, it could be not true, but, you know, you just don't know what kind of information the tipster gave to the police regarding my friend Carlos.
And the previous statement by John Flynn was simply meant as a hypothetical exemplar, not implicating the client company of Uber or any of its employees or contractors. It's 3:53. I got your back, man. 3:53 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So where do you think we stand in this right now? And I think it's very interesting that today a lot of the Guthrie coverage has given way to other stuff because, like I said last week, attention span in this country is about 2 weeks, even with Charlie Kirk being murdered. And this one, it's going to, unless something happens, it's going to go downhill in terms of coverage, I think, pretty fast.
Oh, no doubt about it. We're at 11 days now. And if nothing is done by the weekend, then I think that it'll drop off dramatically come next Monday morning. And again, the more time that goes by here, I hope I'm wrong, but the worst case scenario becomes even more prevalent, I think. Even the other day, you know, I told you that I wasn't, you know, hopeful that this was going to end well. And you know, here we are. 2 days later, the 5 o'clock deadline for the ransom on Monday has come and gone now for 2 days. They picked up some random guy yesterday, which tells me that they don't have a lot to go on here. And then on top of that, now they're back at Annie's house again today for the third or fourth time in the past 11 days. Not saying that they're, you know, just kind of shooting in the dark here, you know, and, you know, kind of throwing, you know, the spaghetti on the wall and seeing what sticks here. But it just doesn't seem like they have a lot to go on. Yeah. And that leads to, unfortunately, you know, not finding out what happened here.
You know, John, I must remark do I have time to remark? Probably not. I guess I'll wait till next time. Hey, John, would you do me a favor? I think my boss, Lisa Polizzi, may be listening right now, but I'm trying to get her to contact you so we can do a weekly show. Don't sound so excited.
Call me up. Have her call my agent.
I think I just told John that his whatever. John, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
You got it, Tom.
Okay, former buddy. Erie County District Attorney John Flynn on News Radio 930 WBEN. It went from a happy moment to, I sounded like, to him, I must have been like a judge reading a death sentence. Ah.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new red diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.